Daddy, can we watch The Simpsons with you?
And so goes the debate I have every Sunday night between me and my 6 and 8-year-old sons. The forthcoming release of The Simpsons movie on DVD will only heighten this debate. But do we really want our kids exposed to comedy that can be a bit, well...
No, this family stinks. Mr. Burns nurtures my destructive side. I'm suffocating.
Sure, there's a lot more to The Simpsons than that. But how will I know when and if my kids will see it? To gain some insight, I talked to 11-year-old William Brown and his 9-year-old sister, Catherine. Like me, their father is also a big fan of the show. His kids have even seen The Simpsons movie on the big screen. Their grandparents took them.
That one episode where Bart goes into the mob, I finally figured out what that was. People like to steal stuff.
That's pretty much it. You nailed it there. You got it down pat.
Yeah, I did.
Homer driving a motorcycle through a cage that is round and all over. Like that. It's pretty dangerous, and getting a truck for the pride.
I think it was a good movie.
Okay, maybe William and Catherine don't fully get The Simpsons completely, but they don't seem warped by them either. Still, I'm not sure my kids are Simpsons ready. I need guidance from someone who's walked this same path of parental torment and indecision. Someone of a greater power.
I think the key point, as I figured it out finally, was to ask yourself is, do your kids get irony?
Mark Pinsky writes about faith and religion for the Orlando Sentinel, and he's also the author of The Gospel According to the Simpsons, a book that argues that the fictitious family is actually morally and spiritually grounded. You just have to be smart enough to see it.
The best example is when Homer gets angry and strangles Bart. Well, he's not really strangling Bart. It's an ironic portrayal. A lot of the other sort of slapstick violence is also ironic. It's not literal. And if the kids can tell the difference, but if they're unsophisticated, it's not going to be for them.
My kids are sophisticated and stuff, and they're not going to want to emulate Bart's rudeness any more than I wanted to glue giant cartoon springs to my feet when I was their age. But what about all those references to sex?
Most of the sex involves intimacy between the husband and the wife, and I figured at some point, if the message they got was that a husband and a wife were still hot for each other after 10 years of marriage, I was okay with that message. That's fine with me.
Alrighty then. Upon Mark Pinsky's suggestion, I sit down with my kids to watch The Simpsons, with remote in hand, just in case.
How would you rate it, like on a scale of 1 to 10?
Maybe a 5.
Would you like to see The Simpsons movie?
Maybe.
Yeah? But you're not dying to see it or anything?
No, not at all.
And then it dawns on me. The Simpsons may not warp my kids, may not be a bad influence, but The Simpsons don't make them laugh either. Both Simpson expert Mark Pinsky and Simpson fan Drew Brown tell me my kids may be too young, but they insist I shouldn't give up because the wait is worth it.
It's the sacred cloaked in the profane.
I mean, I love comedy and I love to laugh, and it's a great piece of comedy for almost 20 years, so why wouldn't I get him involved in it?
Guess my kids will see The Simpsons movie. Just not yet. For CBC Radio, I'm Denny Gringel.